a gel bait matrix, a sort of pudding-like mixture made with peanut butter, but laced with a small amount of toxin. The dosage in the bait is enough to kill an ant and perhaps other insects like centipedes or cockroaches, but not enough to kill a bird or a rat. Cass Vanderwood, who leads the Hawaii Ant Lab in Hilo, hopes to start applying this gel to areas in Nahiku next month. Vanderwood says little fire ants are the only pest ant species in the world who nest not only on ground, but in trees. East Maui's dense forests and rough terrain make eradicating the ants especially difficult. That's why Vanderwood's taking a two-pronged approach, applying insecticide on the ground and in the trees. He's designed special guns that can shoot the concoction distances of up to 45 feet. The entire process is expected to take about a year. The Maui Invasive Species Committee will then monitor the area for 3 years before it can be declared eradicated of the ants. Known as one of the worst invasive species in the world, these tiny copper-colored ants are known for their painful stings that can leave red welts and blind pets. Maui had been thought to be free of the ants for years, until they were discovered last year on a shipment of hapu'u fern from the Big Island. From the Maui News, this is Eileen Chow for Hawaii Public Radio.